News now from AM 550, FM 99.9. WSAU.
Good morning. This is Chris Conley with a web news update from WSAU AM and FM and WSAU.com. More counties are now issuing same-sex marriage licenses. In fact, less than 10 of Wisconsin's 72 are not. Portage County still isn't. The county clerk there, Shirley Simonis, wants to issue licenses but says the law is unclear and that Barbara Crabb's decision from a week ago has left behind confusion and uncertainty. Yesterday, Marathon County and Lincoln counties began issuing same-sex marriage licenses here in Wisconsin. Governor Walker is commenting on the same-sex marriage issue for the first time. He was asked about it at a groundbreaking event in Oak Creek near Milwaukee. The governor says really his views on the issue are not what matters here.
It really doesn't matter what I think now. It's in the Constitution, and the governor going forward, whether it be in the courts or ultimately through decision of the voters of the state, if it's in the Constitution, the governor doesn't have a say in it.
Now, Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen says his position is that the ban remains in effect and that same-sex weddings conducted over the weekend are not valid. There will be a hearing this afternoon where Judge Barbara Crabb in Madison may clarify county's authority. Van Hollen wants the judge to put the ruling on hold while more appeals are pending. Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl is headed home. A senior defense official says Bergdahl is arriving overnight in the U.S. He's been recuperating at a military hospital in Germany, and he will be arriving at a military hospital in San Antonio later this morning for further treatment. Still under investigation is whether he is a deserter and whether he will face military justice because of it. A preliminary report has been issued on the June 1st fatal plane crash at the Stevens Point Air Show. Let's get more on that from WSAU's Raymond Newport.
Menominee pilot Bill Cowden died while performing aerial maneuvers in a stunt plane at the Stevens Point Air Show. National Transportation Safety Board investigators say their early findings show the plane did not have any mechanical problems, and they believe the engine was running when it rotated more than three times and flew straight into the ground, killing Cowden. Investigators are not done with their work. They also have a handheld GPS unit and a GoPro video camera that were operational during the flight. They plan to study both, along with information recovered from the wreckage. Raymond Newport, WSAU News.
A recommendation has been made to Walsall officials about the Thomas Street widening project. The east-west artery with a bridge over the Wisconsin River gets a lot of traffic. It's mostly a two-lane street now. The Capital Improvements and Street Maintenance Committee passed their recommendation on to the City Council. They are calling for four lanes of traffic between 3rd Avenue and the Wisconsin River and two lanes plus a center turning lane elsewhere. The price tag between $10 and $15 million still to be determined, which properties along the street would have to be bought up for the project. A car that made an illegal U-turn caused a semi-truck behind it to jackknife across Highway O south of Mosinee yesterday. Traffic was blocked as the truck's cab went partially down an embankment. This happened late Thursday afternoon. Sheriff's deputies say the trucker slammed on his emergency brakes. The cab stayed upright, but it needed to be towed back to the road. The trucker was not hurt. The car did not stop. There's no description of the vehicle or its license plate. Maybe this weekend you are headed up north. If you've already done that, you know that mosquitoes this year are big and plentiful. In fact, some stores are having trouble keeping mosquito repellent in stock. From the DMR, state epidemiologist Deep Johnson says that the mosquito crop this year is a big one.
They tend to breed really well with, you know, a lot of rain and then long days of hot temperature. And I think maybe we're seeing a lot of that.
There are also concerns this could be a big year for West Nile virus, which is spread mostly through mosquito bites. Well, let's check our Newsline 9 forecast for central Wisconsin. Here's meteorologist Justin Lowe.
Becoming mostly sunny and still breezy during the morning today, a high of 73. That northwest wind at 10 to 20 miles an hour, diminishing to around 10 miles an hour later in the afternoon. Mainly clear and cool for tonight, a low down to 48. On Saturday, increasing clouds and a bit breezy with a 30% chance of storms toward evening, but mainly far west of Marathon County, a high of 75. Sunday, rain and storms likely, especially through midday, a high of 77. I'm Newsline 9 meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
We've seen a lot of gusty wind during the overnight. We had some cloud cover. That is starting to clear out at least a little bit as we get into the morning hours. As you head out this weekend, if you'd like a six-day forecast, hour-by-hour temperatures, or real-time weather radar, that's all on our weather page for you 24/7 at WSAU.com. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.